The bells of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, tolled today, rung in remembrance of four girls killed in the bombing of that church 40 years ago. The last living man believed responsible for the attack was convicted just last year. Today, the church is still grappling with its place in history. Melanie Peoples sends this audio postcard.
On any given day, this lovely Romanesque and Byzantine-style brick building on the north side of downtown Birmingham is more than a church.
Good morning. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you all to the 16th Street Baptist Church.
It's a tourist destination, where each year 80,000 people make a pilgrimage to the site of one of America's ugliest incidents in civil rights history. But it is a church. The sanctuary glows red with crimson carpet and pew cushions. Faces on the long-ago repaired pastel stained glass windows shine serenely, like sentinels of history.
I am Josephine Case Marshall. As soon as I walk in this door, I remember what I saw outside. And as the years pass, it gets a little better, but still, you don't forget. I won't forget what I saw that morning. Not even for some from the choir singing. When I look at the choir there, I don't think about them. I think about the four little girls who were coming here to worship and were killed for nothing.
Said I'm wrapped up.
Reverend Arthur Price, Jr. Being a pastor of the 16th Street Baptist Church carries a very huge responsibility. Most of the time when people think of 16th Street Baptist Church, they think of that horrific day, September 15th, 1963. We're more than the church that was bombed. One of the things that we have to juxtapose is, you know, how do you handle this civil rights shrine and at the same time have a live, active congregation engage itself in ministry?
I'm LaShonda Kane. I'm 32 years old and been a member of 16th Street Baptist Church since 96, I believe. Any other time other than September 15th, around September 15th, this is a regular old normal church, and you're just here and you hear the pastor and you hear the sermon and you hear the choir, and you're a part of it just like a regular service anywhere else. The closer around the time of the bombing and the memorial observations for the bombing, you do think about it, but in the everyday moving of it, it's a living, breathing church. And I've actually had people say, oh, that's still, the church is still there? And I go, yes, we're still here. We have church and we have worship every Sunday morning, Bible study on Wednesday, and you know, you come on out and visit with us.
The church's membership stands at around 300 today. It had between 700 and 1,000 members in 1963. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Birmingham, Alabama.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.